Country Pop FM.
Time for, I didn't get it out. I kind of tweaked my back, so I have to reach down to get it out of the drawer, and I didn't want to risk it because I'm trying to play golf today, so that I didn't want to risk it. So that's what's going on. It's the Bob Almanac. Today, real Neil is here. Virtual Neil is out playing golf. How did it go yesterday? We didn't even mention. We don't have a lot of time here. You hit the ball well, you had fun. And
I that's probably as well as I've hit it for a long time, especially off the tee. That has not been a problem spot, but I hit it good.
You guys didn't take a DeChambeau on a hole?
No.
You didn't take a 10?
No, we did bogey one hole, but we still were like 9 under. So, Brian, Pete, Billy, thank you, boys. Good times.
Friday, July 24th, 206th day of the year, 160 left to go. 1847, Mormon leader Brigham Young brought his followers to the Great Salt Lake in present-day Utah. 1847 on this date. Of course, that's where they would set up shop. Is there any proof out there? Because I would like to know, because I'm pretty sure Brigham Young must have been the inventor of the Excel spreadsheet. He would have needed it to keep track of all his wedding anniversaries.
Well,
don't you think? He needed a spreadsheet, at least some kind of a spreadsheet. I mean,
it's not like he could put them in his phone. Reminders.
No.
No, so he had probably a spreadsheet.
1851, the window tax was abolished in Britain. Back in Britain in the mid-1800s, the more windows you had, the more tax you paid.
Oh, my.
Seems unfair.
It does.
Especially to those companies like, let's say, Anderson or Marvin. You know, some of those great windows companies,
right.
They'd be against that, unless they got some of the money, the kickback coming back at them. But it's like just like the beard tax in Russia.
Very
it's
strange.
It's really strange. So you think we're taxed a lot.
Right.
Just think about some of the things they used to tax people on because they couldn't tax. They weren't taxing cigarettes and those kind of things. People made their own tobacco.
Right.
And things. 1948, Marvin the Martian made his debut.
Special delivery from Mars.
Oh, goody. Another uranium Peel 36 explosive space modulator. Isn't that wonderful? Now we can blow up the Earth.
Mel Blanc, and some more Mel Blanc. It was in the Bugs Bunny cartoon, which was called Hair Devil Hair. Bugs Bunny, basically the premise was Bugs Bunny was thrown onto a rocket, you know, because they're sending dogs and monkeys and whoever else up into space, so why not Bugs Bunny?
Right.
So Bugs Bunny goes to Mars, and he meets Marvin the Martian on this date, 1948. Are you a big Marvin the Martian guy?
Not really, no. I mean, not against it, but no.
So 1959, Richard Nixon was in the Soviet Union, in Russia.
Yeah. No question about that.
Вы адвокат капитализма, я адвокат коммунизма. Вот давайте мы посоветуем.
All that I can say from the way you talk and the way you dominate the conversation, you would have made a good lawyer yourself.
Somewhere in there, Nikita Khrushchev goes to Nixon, let's kiss.
Oh, no.
In Russian. They were just having a grand old time. It was called the kitchen debate. They were at this display, this exhibit of Western living in Moscow. And, you know, the Russians would come up there and they go, where's the borscht? You know, where's the torture rack? Where's that? And, you know, where's the gulag? What part of the house does the gulag go in?
Uh-huh.
So Khrushchev and Nixon, the kitchen debate. Your thoughts on that, Neil? Was it a big deal?
It was a big deal, but I don't see that happening anytime soon again.
1965. Bob Dylan released Like a Rolling Stone.
Did pretty well.
1965 in the news in 69.
Splashdown should be just now.
Splash! That was in chorus. They're back from the moon. Astronauts Armstrong, Aldrin, and Collins landing in the Pacific Ocean.
Apollo 11 splashed down this date, a successful mission to the moon. It went really without any problems.
Pretty much.
Unlike Apollo 13.
Right.
And some of the earlier attempts and tests and things, they had some issues, but Apollo 11 was pretty seamless.
Yep. Start to finish.
1969. 76, this song was re-released, and it was a good thing they did it.
Now it's
she's gone.
Oh, my.
face it. She's gone. She's gone. I better learn how to face it. I didn't know that lyric for years and years and years. I thought it said I better learn how to play. But it's I better learn how to face it. So Hall & Oates released this in
great tune.
In 74. It did nothing. And then they smartly, because they were ahead of their time.
Yes.
And they re-released it on this date in 1976. Became a colossal hit. And it was nice of Daryl to let John sing a little bit there.
Yeah.
In that one. It's one of the few ones of their hit songs that John has more than just a couple of lines or grunts. So that was in 76. In 78, New York Yankees manager Billy Martin fired.
No, George, the best thing is less filling.
No, Bill, it tastes great.
Less filling, George.
Billy, it tastes great.
Less filling, George.
Billy?
Yeah, George.
You're fired.
Not again.
Light beer. Well, this would be the first time that George Steinbrenner would fire Billy Martin. There were times that he stepped down. He had five stints as the Yankees manager, and I think three or four of them ended in firings.
I think four.
This was the last one. This is what, and this
was the first one.
I mean, the first one.
Yeah.
1970. This is what Billy Martin said. He said about Steinbrenner and about Reggie Jackson. He didn't get along with Reggie Jackson.
No.
One is a born liar, the other a convicted one. Ooh. That's what Billy Martin said. That got him fired.
Can't imagine.
But it wasn't so bad that they didn't hire him back.
Well.
78. So then in 83, Martin was in the middle of this.
They might be going to call George Brett out.
Well, he is. He's out.
Yes, sir.
Brett is out. Look at this. Brett is out.
And he's steaming mad.
He is out and having to be forcibly restrained.
It was one of the weirdest incidents in sports history.
It was.
I mean, it's right up there with the Emery board and Joe Negro. 1983, the Pine Tar game. George Brett, top of the ninth, hits a home run to give the Royals the lead. Over the Yankees at Yankee Stadium. Yeah. Billy Martin comes out, contests that the Pine Tar is too high on his bat. The umpires at that time rule him out. They appeal, and it would have been Lee McPhail, the American League president, not Bowie Kuhn. It'd be the American League president that would rule on this, and they said, no. We're gonna go back and finish the game up. So they had to make a special trip to New York to finish up the game. Ron Guidry's playing out in center, and they finished the rest of the ninth inning with George Brett's home run counting, and the Royals ended up winning the game.
There it is. I never, George Brett looked like Usain Bolt coming out of it.
Yeah, that's quick. I've never seen him move that fast.
He's never run that fast ever.
Ever. 1987. Just when you think about installing that chair lift at your house so you can't climb your stairs anymore.
Yes,
just think about this. Because in 1987, 91-year-old Hulda Crooks became the oldest person to climb Japan's Mount Fuji. So she climbed Mount Fuji.
That's a lot.
And she was 91. She's quite the inspirational story. You may want to look up Hulda Crooks. There are a couple of nice little short documentaries on her about her life. She lived to be... Because she climbed mountains, and the thin air and everything is good up there. You just can't be too thin. She lived to be over 100.
And she was a crook.
She was a crooks.
Oh, crooks. Okay.
Plural crooks.
Now I got it.
Multiple Nixons.
Okay.
1998.
Dear Mr. Brian Boyd, no doubt by now you have received full information about the untimely death of your son. However, there are some personal details.
Believe very strongly.
No words of mine can ever.
It was a fine soldier.
Saving Private Ryan is 22 years old.
Wow.
Boy, does that movie stand the test of time, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
So, period piece, of course.
Gritty. Hard to watch at times.
Yes. Such a... From people that actually lived in it, they said it was the most realistic depiction of the Normandy invasion and the landing and everything that took place in World War II. So that was released this date, 1998. And you got to remember, I really think Ted Danson makes that movie.
Ted Danson.
Hey, don't you remember he's in it? He's one of the captains that they meet up with.
That's right.
Ted Danson is in there. So that was in 1998. Same day, Tanya Tucker, country superstar, filed a $300,000 lawsuit against her record company, Capitol Records Nashville. She was charging that the label was willfully neglecting her career. Not just neglecting it because they had other things to do. They were doing it on purpose. Can you look up, see if she won that case?
That's dastardly. Yeah,
that was 1998. We lost two Giants on this date. Two Giants on this date.
We're moving on up to the east side. To a deluxe apartment.
Sherman Hemsley.
Oh.
George Jefferson.
It is TV theme time, by the way.
On this date, 2012.
Ooh.
74. And then Chad Everett. Can you hum the
Medical Center?
The Medical Center thing, because we lost the copyright on Medical Center theme.
Well, that's unfortunate.
We played it so many times, right. We're past our quota. But Chad Everett, who was on Medical Center, also passed away. Same day, 2012. He was 76. George Jefferson. Did I say George Washington? I can't remember. George Jefferson passed away at the age of 74. And then a year ago,
the Federal Trade Commission has voted to fine Facebook nearly $5 billion for mishandling users' personal information. The FTC approved the penalty in a 3-2 vote along party lines.
You know what's crazy is that Facebook would even be able to pay a $5 billion fine.
Yeah.
That means that that's not all that they have. You're
chump
not going to find somebody else. It's chump change for them. So, they weren't handling people's private information all that well. And that's one of the reasons why I don't have Facebook. Let's move on to birthdays now today. Funny lady Ruth Buzzy.
You keep your hands off me. You know, I'm saving it till after I'm married or next Saturday night, whichever comes first.
She had a purse and she wasn't afraid to use it as a weapon.
She's very funny lady.
She was on Laugh-In. That's her part of that Dean Martin's roast. And what was the name of that character that she did? I can't remember. What was it? It was she would go after Dean
Artie
Martin.
Artie Johnson, too, in Laugh-In.
Yeah. Gosh, I can't think of it anymore.
I got to look that up.
I kind of forgot. Please look that up for us. But Ruth Buzzy, the funny Ruth Buzzy,
how old is she
84.
Now?
She did that Sid and Marty Krofft show with Jim Nabors.
Sure.
Lost Saucer or whatever it was.
This is diabolical.
From this day forward, there will be nobody for you but me. You will fall hopelessly in love and follow me to the ends of the earth. Oh, yeah. And bring a six-pack.
Not only was he Carla's ex-wife, also quite a hypnotist. That's Nick. Nick Tortelli from Cheers. Dan Hedaya.
How good was he?
Is 80 today. He was good. Another one of those players that came in and did a nice job. So happy birthday to him. He's 80.
Fat in the fan. Then what do you do, gang? It's simple. You reach for the tool. It is not a slicer. It is not a dicer. It is not a chopper and a hopper. What in the hell could it possibly be? It is Sledge-O-Matic.
It's the Sledge-O-Matic. I just bought one from my Pampered Chef seller and agent and friend. Did you know Pampered Chef have the Sledge-O-Matic?
I did not know that.
It works well. He's 74 for Gallagher today. Bring the Polly.
Doctor, I've checked everyone. Mr. Stryker's the only one.
What flying experience have you had?
Well, I flew single-engine fighters in the Air Force, but this plane has four engines. It's an entirely different kind of flying altogether.
It's an entirely different kind of flying.
He was Stryker. He had to put up with Leslie Nielsen, and he kept calling him Shirley. For whatever reason. I don't know if Leslie Nielsen looked like a Shirley to him.
Right.
And I don't know where Laverne was. But Robert Hayes from Airplane, 73. Kramer.
Why'd you force that mint on me? I told you I didn't want the mint.
What? I didn't believe you.
How could you not believe me?
Well, who's going to turn down a junior mint? It's chocolate. It's peppermint. It's delicious.
That's true.
It's very refreshing.
It is refreshing. When's the last time you've had a junior mint, Neil?
It's been a little while. They used to be a staple of mine when I go to the movie theater.
Have you ever dropped one and it landed inside of a surgical cavity in somebody's body?
I have not.
An open wound. Yes. Michael Richards, Kramer, 71. She was Wonder Woman.
I'm beginning to lose my temper with you, Mr. Mariposa, and that's something I haven't done in 500 or 600 years.
She was old.
She doesn't look a day over 2,526.
Mm. Linda Carter. Let's hear as she... You know what she does to turn into Wonder Woman? She spins around.
Yes.
Diana Prince, Wonder Woman.
TV theme time.
And Linda Carter, almost 70. She's 69. She NFL quarterback.
Lady.
NFL quarterback Steve Grogan today is 67.
Oh, yeah.
The longest neck in football history.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, he needed
pencil
to wear
neck.
He needed to wear two sets of shoulder pads, and he actually had that long neck thing that he had. I mean,
right.
it looked like he took a twin-size mattress and wrapped it around the back of his neck and attached it to his helmet. and his shoulder pads. He had a long neck, which was very great. Maybe even stretch it out like E.T. He could look over defenses. He could look over the linebackers and read the defense. It was very helpful. Steve Grogan today, 67. Could have been Collierville or Germantown. Maybe Olive Branch. I don't know. Having lived around Memphis, I know the suburbs.
You know the towns. Yeah. It's impressive.
So, Pam Tillis, happy birthday, 63. Carl Malone, the mailman. But I can we prove it or not, whether he actually ever did deliver mail?
I don't think he did.
I don't know if he ever actually delivered one single parcel.
I know he traveled and ran over people and never got called.
Yeah, that's right. He was physical.
Yeah.
Physical Carl Malone, 57. Barry Bonds is a
cheater.
Yes, 56 today for the asterisk all-time home run heater. He's hitting heaters or hitters. He's a hitter, and 56. That's also the size, the hat size that he wears.
Yeah.
Barry Bonds here today.
I know my parents loved me.
From the television show A Different World, he was Dwayne Wayne. Kadeem Hardison. And if you have a TV theme, it's TV theme time, by the way, Neil. Are you still trying to look up Ruth Buzzies?
I've got Ruth
Buzzies. What was it?
It was Gladys,
yes,
Ormsby.
Yeah, Gladys. I didn't remember the last name. Gladys rings, rings true. Gladys.
Yeah.
So Kadeem Hardison from A Different World. And you're on a TV theme. If you have the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin singing your theme, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Dukes of Hazzard had Waylon, and A Different World had Aretha. Kadeem Hardison, 55, and one more, Jenny from the Block.
Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got. I'm still Jenny from the Block. Used to have a little, now I have a lot. No matter where I go, I know where I came from.
So J-Lo, she of course is with A-Rod, and J-Lo, I need to apologize. I didn't say, I said some bad things about your husband's color commentary on last night's baseball game. I apologize.
Yeah, he was on last year at the end. He wasn't very good, I didn't think.
And the, granted, they were doing it from the studio, so it's a whole different thing than being at the game. So
right.
We'll give him a flyer.
A little bit.
Jennifer Lopez, she's 51.
Mm-hmm, and still very attractive lady, no doubt about it. Gone, but not forgotten. We have a very short list. It's not a great list. It's hardly worth mentioning. Novelist Alexander Dumas of Let's All Go Down to Dumas Walker, he penned The Count of Monte Cristo and The Three Musketeers. So those are notable books. 1802. Amelia Earhart, we think we found her, but we're not sure yet. Lady Lindy, 1897 for the Fine Flyer, Amelia Earhart. And what about, well, we'll do one from, is this tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Just so we have some audio here.
Some audio. I didn't want you to just leave you hanging.
Right.
You'd be sad if you didn't have any audio.
I do appreciate that. We're talking about one of the Golden Girls, Estelle Getty.
Sophia?
I'm not in. Wait for the beep, then leave a message. Beep.
Hi, this is Rose.
Oh, those Golden Girls, they were a laugh riot, weren't they? You said Linda Carter was a lovely lady, Jennifer Lopez, lovely. Your thoughts on Estelle Getty?
Lovely in her own way, like Ruth Buzzy, you know, somewhat. 1924 for Estelle Getty. Basketball Hall of Famer Walt Bellamy, 1939, and they're gone. But not
he was today.
He was today.
Okay,
yes.
So Estelle Getty tomorrow, Walt Bellamy
today.
Okay, it's Friday.
But
not forgotten. It's Friday, so Neil is back, and he'll be hosting the Bob-a-thon. Would you like to start it with Alabama if you're going to play in Texas? Alan Jackson, She's Got the Rhythm, I Got the Blues. Or you could go with Aaron Tippin, There Ain't Nothing Wrong with the Radio.
I'm going to AJ today.
All you need for summer. KBDG Albany. KBDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault. KLCI.